Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. So I'm in my office looking over my bookcase, and on there I can see the very first camera that I ever purchased. I went with my dad down to the local sporting goods store, and using my hard-earned money from mowing a lot of lawns that summer, I bought a Pentax ME Super with an f2.0 lens, and both those are still sitting up on my bookshelf. I actually still use that camera when I'm shooting 35mm film. It's the only 35mm film camera that I still own, and I kept it because it's the camera, probably in part for nostalgia, but because it's the camera that really feels great in my hands when I'm shooting it. The buttons are just in the right place, the dial's in the right place, the film advance works great the way I expect. I just absolutely loved that camera. When I pick it up, you know, even 25 years later, 30 years later, it still has that same experience of just feeling right in my hand. The weight is great. The balance is great. There's no autofocus. It's all very manual, but it's just an amazing experience to use that camera. The reason I bring this up is I've been thinking a lot lately about upgrading my primary camera body that I actually use for most of my photography. For those of you who know me, you might know that I still shoot large format, so I'm still shooting an 8x10 camera and a 4x5 camera, but for my digital photography, I've been shooting the same camera for about 7 years now, and there's some new features out in the new world of sensors and cameras that I'm kind of interested in acquiring. One of the reasons I've been shooting that camera for so long is that for a number of years, I was sort of a gear hound. I was completely obsessed, not so much with photography, but with the idea of photography and the idea of owning a lot of gear in photography. I was completely sucked into the idea that the better the equipment, the better photographer I was going to be, regardless of how good I was or how much I practiced or what I focused on. So as a result, I was always buying new camera bodies, camera lenses, bags, tripods, lights, light modifiers. I had quite a collection. I actually probably could open my own camera store. Eventually, I started to realize through the support of some friends, some colleagues who had some really great, honest feedback, that my problem was never about my equipment. My problem was really about the dedication to the craft and art of my photography. And what I really needed to do was focus in on getting better as a photographer and not worrying so much about what was going on with the gear. So a number of years ago, I pretty much stopped trying to buy any gear unless it was really to solve a specific problem I was having on a shoot or knew I was going out to do. So there was no longer just acquire for acquisition's sake, which was great because I had light modifiers I had used once just to see what they did, and I never used them again. In the new world, if I bought something, it was because I absolutely needed it. Now, there were times that I would go out and rent equipment. I'd call up Borrow Lenses or Lens to Go and actually get some equipment, have it delivered, use it for 2, 3, 5 days a week, however long, and then send it back because I knew it was not something I was going to need long term. I didn't need to worry about the acquisition of that. That being said, when it comes time to actually then look for a new camera, I was really struggling with what am I looking for? Because I've kind of kept my eye and sort of involved with the cameras. I know when new big cameras are coming out. I kind of know what the sensors are doing, but I don't pay that close of attention anymore because the camera I had was doing everything I needed. I also, a couple of years ago, had dipped into playing with some of the mirrorless cameras, had rented a number of cameras like that, had played with those. So I kind of had some familiarity with that market segment. So as I started now to look at what is a new camera that I'm going to be interested in, I first have to start with, well, what problem am I going to try to solve with my photography? And as it turns out, really, I'm moving more and more towards some more low light photography. I'm doing stuff with night photography, some astrophotography, and I'm really interested in getting something that allows for some higher ISOs so I can just have some more light coming into the camera. I'm also interested in just having a little bit cleaner file in terms of the noise that's generated in the mid-levels of the ISOs because I find myself shooting more and more at a higher ISO, particularly up here as we're moving into winter in Seattle. We're going to have a lot of gray skies. There's just not a lot of light. It's nice to have a little bit higher ISO and not have to worry about cleaning that up in post-production. So that's kind of my big kind of primary one. The other one is I would be interested in a little bit more dynamic range in the sensor. A lot has changed in the years since I bought my camera. And so a little bit more dynamic range, particularly as I think about what I do in black and white photography, that would be great just to have a little bit more space for those tonal ranges to develop as I'm processing the work. So those are kind of what I'm really focused on and thinking about for the camera. With that being said, I started to really look at what's out there and available for cameras. And it turns out there's a lot of options out there. And when you start reading specs, it's very easy to get mesmerized by megapixels, dynamic range, frames per second, write speed, video options, all these different components and elements that come into play that are really great on a spec sheet, but they don't answer what is the ultimate question that really matters when you're using a camera. And to me, that question is really about how does it fit in your hand? How does it feel in your hand? Because the camera should never be something that becomes the barrier to you creating the image. A number of years ago, I rented what was probably one of my favorite camera sensors. I had rented an RX1. I was looking for a camera I could carry around in my pocket for street photography. I rented that camera. I fell in love with the sensor. Absolutely hated everything about Sony's menu system. The quality of the pictures was so good. I shot with that camera for about 2 weeks and returned it and knew I would never buy it. And the reason was, in addition to the menu system being a little crazy for me, it didn't have a viewfinder. So I kept putting the camera up to my eye to look through and see in the viewfinder, and there was nothing there. As a matter of fact, they joked that I had a bruise above my eye where I was hitting myself in the face with the camera. Because that camera was just off enough that I couldn't use it, I knew that it wouldn't work for me. I needed something different. When I picked up a Fuji camera, I had a similar experience. My hands are really big, and so the buttons were small. They were just kind of in awkward places, and I just never felt like that camera and I fit well together. We weren't a good partnership. And when you have the camera up to your eye, you don't want to be thinking about dials and buttons. You want to actually really have that experience of what works. And some people say, oh, if you spend enough time, you can learn a new system. You can learn where the buttons are. Now, that's absolutely true. It's just a little process of memorization and muscle memory. But if the buttons are really small or they're in awkward places or you shoot out of your left eye and the buttons are covered up by the left side of your face, all those things really matter. They're elements that are critical to your ability to stay present in the moment of photography and not so much worried about the technology. I think other things that really happen are, you know, what's the weight? How does it stay balanced in your hand? I know some people pick up a Canon camera and it just feels like the balance and weight of that camera in their hands works better than a Nikon does or a Sony or a Fuji. It's just really a more organic experience of what it feels like. So when it comes to actually selecting that next camera, I think what's really important for you to consider and things to think about if you're in that same boat are not so much what's popular, what do all the websites say is trending, because if that was the case, everybody would be doing mirrorless. Or they'd be picking up these super small cameras because pretty much everybody says digital SLRs are dead. If a digital SLR is the right tool for you to create an experience behind the camera that works for you, that's really important. I would suggest that you rent a camera because, like I said, how it feels in your hand, it doesn't take long picking a camera up to know whether it works or not. Every time I pick up a Leica camera, I just know that it's going to feel right in my hand because a Leica camera and I have a great relationship. Whether it's an M3, an M6, we just get along great. It's the same thing with my Nikon camera. I just feel like that sense of where the buttons are placed, how hard you have to push on the buttons, all of those elements come into play that allow me to really disappear from behind the camera to be in the experience of shooting. So just remember that when you're selecting a camera, it's not really all about specs. You don't want to go out and just get a 50 megapixel camera because it's a 50 megapixel camera. Most people will never print to the size needed for that, nor do they have any reason for wanting that other than to say, well, I have a 50 megapixel camera. But at the end of the day, if there's anything about that camera that impedes you from doing what you really need to do and creating amazing work, it'd be something you would want to avoid. So I still don't have any idea what kind of camera I'm going to buy. But at the end of the day, I know it's more about the feeling of the camera in my hand than it is about the spec sheets. Because a spec sheet's never going to make it so that you're out in the field shooting a photograph and feeling great. It's not going to set up and make sure that, oh, just because it has a certain dynamic range that you're going to be able to connect more with a model or that you're going to have a better experience shooting a landscape. None of that's really going to matter just because you have some technical aspect. But the way the camera makes you feel, the way you experience things with the camera, that all really matters. I hope I've given you a few things to think about as you're reading spec sheets and trying to figure out things to do with the camera, that maybe it's really less about the technology and really is more about that experience. You know, think back to that camera that you've ever had in your life that you truly loved. What was it about the experience with that camera? For me, it was something that was really simple. It was a few buttons. It was a very organic, mechanical experience that mattered. And so as I'm looking more and more at cameras, that's something I'm really honing in for. That's something I'm really hoping to find is something that really translates and allows for that. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Don't forget you can subscribe to us on iTunes if you haven't, or you can always find us at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. I hope you have a great week behind the camera.